Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 251 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week it's kind of a hodgepodge. We're going to talk a little recap of Terminator the Second, and we're going to look forward a few months to the Unified Professional Theater auditions in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm just happening to going to be there, and I'm going to reveal my number later on in the show. So let's get into this after some brief messages.
If you like what you hear on the Inexplicable Dumb Show, why not take a minute or two to fill out our listener survey? By filling out this anonymous survey, you'll make it possible for us to attract potential advertisers so we can keep bringing you the show for free. Go to our website and click the listener survey button to start now. www.inexplicabledumbshow.com.
Actors, want to set up a website that is not a Facebook account? Yeah! Use your name as your domain name. Check out DreamHost. It's easy to set up. And because you are a listener of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, you get a special treat. That's right. Go to www.dreamhost.com and enter this special code, IDS, all caps. You will receive two domain names with your web hosting package purchased from DreamHost. But only if you use the promo code IDS. And remember to use all caps on that. Just another way you get buzzed by the Inexplicable Dumb Show. Okay, IDSers, just a little brief talk about a couple things here. I mentioned last week when I was talking with T on episode 250 about Terminator the Second, and I said I was going to get into my iTARDIS and hop back in time to get kind of the recording dates of things and performances of things, and release dates sort of made that possible. But anyway, I wanted to give you a follow-up to my experience there. I saw it this past Monday, the last showing, I think, and it is, for those unfamiliar, I haven't heard, it was called William Shakespeare Presents Terminator the Second, a play in five acts by Marshall Weber and Cody DeVos. And it's got a bunch of people in there, and it's kind of the thing that started on they went on Kickstarter and raised a bunch of money, and they've got it produced by Marshall Weber and directed by Cody DeVos. And the crew's got a ton of people in it, and for those, again, that aren't familiar, they took the basic storyline of Terminator the Two, and supplied the dialogue of the story was William Shakespeare's lines, for the most part. For a good majority of the part, I think there might have been some minor alterations to, you know, just make sense of things. But I have to say, I was thoroughly impressed. I think, to be fair, it was kind of had rough edges on it, on the production itself. I think that for the most part, the cast owned the language of Shakespeare rather than the language owning them. There were a couple exceptions where I felt like some of the actors were, you know, saying lines that didn't truly comprehend. But some were really spot on, and overall, it was really great. I thought they did a great job of hitting the moments, if I can, but hitting the moments of the movie, so that when you're following along, because you had two mind thoughts, you're following the dialogue and it trying to make sense of the dialogue as an audience member, but you're also recounting the movie in your head, so you're going, okay, so this next major plot point happens. And it was really neat to see how they managed on stage to grasp and really portray those key moments in the film on stage, when you can't do what you could do with film on stage, obviously. But, you know, I thought it was a lot of fun. I thought it was had the right amount of camp in the places. I thought the audience, you know, came along with the ride. I didn't think there was anybody there going, oh, I don't know. This is, I think everybody said, this is something new and interesting. And they came along and jumped in. I think as an audience member, I would have liked to, I think if this gets produced again, and I hope it does somewhere out in the world, that the scene changes get a little more polished. There were a couple times where the action of the play stopped a little too long for my taste. I would have liked to help had that scene change quicker. But I understand, small space, really, relatively speaking, and, you know, limited maneuverability backstage and all those kind of things. So I understand the production aspects that maybe weren't as concise as would be alike. And I'm sure they themselves would have liked to clean up some of those things, but you got to live with what you got. And I really think that it's an exciting project. I'm glad. I'm very glad that it got done. I'm very glad that Rachel brought it to my attention, and she did a fantastic job. So I think it's a success. I'm looking for more out of Husky Jackal Theater. I hope they continue on. I don't, again, know if this is going to be their cup of tea, if they're going to try to supply Shakespeare to all other forms of sci-fi genre films or not. Maybe they'll do a buddy movie next. Yeah, maybe they could do a Lethal Weapon. That would be kind of cool. A Lethal Weapon using Shakespeare dialogue. I think that would be kind of fun. But anyway, again, kind of kudos to Marshall Weber and Cody DeVos. Some standouts, Cable Reardon, who played Sarah Connor, was very, very good. Jamie Bradley, who played John Connor, was very good. The Terminators, T-1000 and the Terminator, did really, really well for having to tackle sort of one, a liquid metal character that could ooze its way around, and that was portrayed really well by Marshall Weber. And then Jason Kring, who did Terminator with the Arnold accent, he did very well. Everybody involved, I think, did you know, had the right spirit and spunk, but those are the ones that sort of stood out for me. The motorcycle chases were really fun. The liquid nitrogen scene at the end where we blow up the T-1000, they handled that really, really well. With air cannons and fog and that sort of thing. So, I mean, again, I think it was a very successful project. I think it was a very worthwhile project. Were there some issues, you know, bumps in the road along the way? Sure, there were. There would be. There always is, right? But I'm really impressed that someone had this idea, came up with it, developed it, and saw it through to its end. So, again, kudos to Messrs. Weber and DeVos, and everyone involved. It was a very good time. So, moving on over, I've got, you know, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Unified Professional Theater auditions that are happening in February, and they happen in Memphis, Tennessee. And again, it's kind of a midwinter mass audition for theater companies for year-round. And I'm really, I went last year as, an auditionee, and I have to say I did get some callbacks and that sort of thing. And, I think it's really neat, and a great opportunity for actors to kind of audition for a lot of theaters at the same place, if you know what I mean. So, I was really excited to, sign up for this year. And kind of went to the first day, and there were some technical issues, and the websites were down, and they can't do this, and you can't do that, and, you know, much of the things going along there. But I signed up in early September, and didn't hear anything. I figured I'd give it a week, 2 weeks, didn't hear anything. Finally emailed Courtney and was like, what's, you know, I don't want to be a pest, but I haven't heard anything since, you know, my initial signing up. And basically what she told me is that that I was somewhere in the registration on first day. I was on the first day, but I was the 1,203rd person to register for the UPTA in this coming up, this 1,203rd person. And I thought, oh my gosh, well, that's going to be that then, really. And then a couple weeks went by, and I'm proud and pleased and thank Courtney Oliver and Michael Detroit and all the UPTA staff for getting this to work out for me. And it's a great slot and a great time, and I think it's awesome. And if I'm the 1,203rd person on the first day, I can't imagine the administrative nightmare that Courtney has had to go through these past few weeks. But anyway, I'm really excited. I'm audition number 462. So of the 22 theater companies that are going to, or more that are going to UPTAs, be sure you look for number 462. I'll be auditioning Saturday, February 4th, in a delightful non-musical way. So I'll have a couple of pieces. It'll be fun. I'll have about 90 seconds. It's a great space to get an audition, a great theater. Again, I was really impressed last year with how well it was organized and ran. You know, several people that just hang around having a beer at the hotel and that sort of thing, you know, you're going to have your bumps and grumbles and grinds and complaints with, you know, the hotel or the bar or the shuttle service or, you know, whatever. I mean, but this is a pretty massive undertaking, and it's growing every year. I think this is its 12th year, somewhere in there. And I really enjoyed the opportunity, and I'm really, again, thankful for the opportunity, especially if it's had to go through all this to get down to where I am. So the Unified Professional Theater Auditions, it's pretty outstanding. So wish me luck, break a leg, all that good stuff. I'll have more about that as I kind of get closer to it, but I just wanted to give you an update that I do have a number, and I'm very excited to have a number. Last year I was 960, and this year I'm 462. I'll just say that again, 462. One more time, audition number 462. So anyway, we'll check out here in just a second. Well, that about sums it up. Thanks for hanging out with me this week. Enjoying episode 251. I'm looking forward to the UPTA auditions. I've got to get my material together and perfect it. Oh, so perfected. But anyway, it should be a lot of fun. I hope to see some of you guys that listen to the Dumb Show there. Maybe we can chat and get you on the Dumb Show. Next week ought to be pretty interesting. I'm going to try some Halloween magic or something on the podcast here, see what we can come up with. And it should be exciting in the coming months. Nashville Shakespeare Festival is going to produce Julius Caesar, and they're having Eddie George perform as Julius Caesar. That's right. If you're an NFL football fan or a Titans fan from way back, that name should sound familiar. Eddie George is going to play Julius Caesar in Nashville Shakespeare Festival's production of Julius Caesar. So, should be interesting. Hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality WAV files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's MAGNATUNE. Magnitude. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.